Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great Peterman, coming at you. And today we have a very, very special guest, Karen Bronz. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I'm so glad that, you know, you're able to be on the show. We're actually in your house here in Bel Air. Incredible. And we also have another special guest as well. Karen, who might that be?
We got Sir Leopold von Moomster. He's trying to dig into my teacup moment. He's quite special little sir, isn't he?
Right. We got the cat legend himself in the house as well. But for those of you who might be wondering, you know, who is, you know, Karen Bronz? Like, tell me a little bit more about her. Karen Bronz is a Los Angeles-based artist, as she is originally from Sweden, whose culture is steeped in an appreciation of nature and year-round outdoor activities. She also points to her secondary school teachers for encouraging her to pursue art school after finishing her studies. However, Bronz took a more experiential and individualized path towards establishing her art career 4 years ago. At 18, she traveled the world, living for extended periods in Greece, England, New Zealand, and Australia before moving to the U.S. in 2012. To pay the bills, as well as master her English, she took up modeling and later acting. Although she landed roles in several television shows and films, her boyfriend's spontaneous reaction to a painting she created for him as a gift 3 years ago was a transformative moment. Creating art went from a therapeutic hobby to an all-encompassing calling. Wow, that's incredible.
Sounds pretty good, huh?
Right? I felt like I was doing a little narrative work there. But Karen, let's dive a little deeper, okay? So,
yeah. Of
course, that's more so just a summary of yourself. So talk a little bit more about, like, where you come from, the lifestyle growing up, and kind of like how you got to being an artist and just your passion for being an artist, you know?
So, born and raised in Sweden. My roots are actually, my mother is from Latvia. And dad's from Sweden, but born and raised in Sweden in a town called Norrköping. Almost sounds like no shopping, right?
Yeah.
Great town. I think it's the sixth biggest city in Sweden. Had a great childhood growing up with my friends and family. My parents are still married, living in a nice little house kind of on the countryside.
Yeah.
When I grew up, I spent a lot of time outdoors. You know, Sweden is beautiful for the nature, and we have the four seasons and everything. So, yeah, I think I've always been very creative. I love being outside. We always had cats or, you know, pets around and everything.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I decided to travel. I just wanted to see the world. Mm. A lot of my friends and family told me, Karen, you should go and study. It's so important. But I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I always been into acting and stuff. I love acting. But at the same time, like, I just wanted to get a feel about life and what's out there more than little Sweden, you know?
Yeah.
So I got a chance to travel to Greek islands.
Okay.
So I was a bartender there for a couple of months or so.
Yeah.
I always dreamt of going to Los Angeles. It was always a dream. It was pretty funny, actually. When I first arrived to Los Angeles, 2012, my mom called me just like a super random time. And I picked up and she's like, Karen, I found your wish list. I'm like, oh, okay. Since you were 7 years old. Okay, cool. Do you know what the number one thing you wanted when you were seven? I'm like, no, I don't know, maybe Barbie, I don't know, a toy, whatever. And she was like, no, the first thing you wanted was a ticket to Hollywood, Los Angeles, when you were seven.
Yeah.
And then after, I found a book when I first started to like write and do stories and stuff, paint. I found this book that I did when I was probably 8 that about this girl living and being successful in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where it comes from, but it's just so funny. There's so many times in life that happened to me, that things I've been thinking about or reading about or really wanting happens.
Yeah.
So coming back to Sweden after the Greek islands, I wanted to be a nanny, au pair. But at the same time, I didn't want to be stuck in a family and work for something. I want to have the freedom kind of thing. So I went to Oxford to study acting for a summer and got some good contacts there in England. Got back and I had some friends that wanted to move to London.
London, okay.
And I was working for Rolls-Royce there for an engine kind of event for 2 weeks when I was 17, 18. And I really liked it. So I moved to London with a few of my girlfriends. Yeah. So I stayed there and it was, had a cool life there. Met my guy I fell in love with, who was a soccer player in England.
Oh, really? Soccer? Okay.
Yeah, he got signed to get over to New Zealand, actually, in Wellington. So I went there with him. So that's why I ended up in New Zealand, of all the places, right?
New Zealand.
Yeah. And then after that, I was in Australia for a year and a half, doing modeling and stuff.
Wow. That's incredible. So, like, you've traveled to many places, of course.
Yeah.
What's been your most favorite so far?
Whew. There's so many amazing places out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I just feel like I'm so lucky that I got a chance to really, you know, live and feel different cultures around the world.
Yeah.
I really like Australia, though.
Okay.
Yeah. It's great, but being here in Los Angeles or in the States, I just love it. Mm. I would not go back to Sweden.
Yeah.
I love visiting everyone there and go back here and there to feel your roots, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is home.
Yeah, it's too cold in Sweden in
too
the winter.
Too cold! Ah, I can't stand it. It's more action going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I was in Stockholm for a day.
Yeah.
And visiting a client and everything, and... It was just so cold because we were over there in like, it was like the end of October and it was just freak. Like I've never felt that much cold in my life. Like it was just bone chilling cold. So I can only imagine what it's like in December when it snows and everything in Sweden. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And especially during the winter because we're so far up.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Oh,
yeah. It gets dark at like 3 p.m.
Right?
And, you know, you wake up, it's dark outside, you finish school or work, you get home, and it's pitch black dark.
Yeah.
You're like, no. And that's kind of depressing. Like, that's why a lot of Swedes just drink coffee all the time.
Oh,
we have
gotcha.
A thing called fika. It means like coffee breaks. We have a lot of coffee breaks. You eat a little sweet treat or pastry, like the Swedish baker make. Wait, some Swedish buns.
Right?
And you get the coffee. Yeah. Just get some energy in, you know?
Yeah. You guys have the best pastries over there, too.
Oh, we have some good stuff. Yeah.
Thanks. Let me ask you this. Like, why was it your dream to move to Hollywood, like, personally? Because I feel like, I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel like, you know, people that are from the, like overseas in Europe and everything, you know, they want to move to like a Los Angeles. They want to move to like a New York. So why was it like, what was the main motive that said, Karen, like you're going to make this happen and you're going to manifest it to get to Hollywood, all right, to live in Los Angeles. Like what was it? What was that thing that just, I don't know, like what was the motivation behind that, you know?
I think that, like, growing up, I just loved watching movies, right, and TV shows, and just all the Disney movies. I know, I mean, it's cartoon, but, you know. And my mom used to watch, like, MacGyver, and she used to sit there and, like, translate in English, and you looked at everything, and everything was so cool, you know, like, wow. So I think that's how it started. You know, I always felt that was something else out there, like more.
Yeah.
And coming from Sweden, you know, we were talking about like it's cold, it's kind of a bit miserable here and there. And, you know, a lot of my friends or people around me always told me, like, Karen, you should do school or do this. You should be, you know, an accountant or something. And I'm like, no, it's not me. I can't do numbers. Right, like, right. I hate that, you know. I just always had that eager to feel and see more. And I think just seeing all those American TV shows and things that was going on there really triggered something. Mm. And all the beaches, and especially the California lifestyle, right? You see all the Mustangs driving around and the beaches and happy people, like, out there, like, yeah! I mean, come on, Baywatch! Right? Wow, Baywatch was on all over! All over! I love Baywatch, you know, like, you know, you see Pamela Anderson running around the beach with Hasselhoff, and I think that's kind of something that triggered, you know? And I always like to escape from reality. I was, many times I remember, I was not super happy in my teenage years kind of thing. I felt that I just wanted to get away from it. And acting, you can do that. You get away from reality, right? You put yourself into different character, different mood and stuff.
Yeah.
So I started doing acting when I was, you know, younger, teenager, and I loved that. I used the feeling of disappearing and just being someone else, pretending being somewhere else. And that's the same thing with art, too. When I paint, time doesn't exist. Mm. I can just zoom out for hours. It's like meditation, and I don't even think about it.
Right.
But when you just getting that zone is just priceless. The same thing when you go out running, for example. Like, I'm an athlete. I love running and do sports and stuff. But you know that feeling when you go out and you just run or you just walk and you don't even think about it anymore?
Yeah.
You're just going through things in your head and, like, how tomorrow is going to be like, or you're going through how you're going to create this or that, what's my next project, and you're not even thinking about that you're running anymore.
Right.
Isn't that, that's great when you reach that. And absolutely. It's the same thing with the acting and the art.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's incredible. It's like automatic, you know?
Yeah. It's so fascinating how the brain works.
No, that's, you know, it's interesting because it's like some people, they have a hard time getting in their zone.
Yeah.
You know? But for, like, yourself, you just got to paint.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to run.
You're going to zoom in, but sometimes you feel like you have a million things to do, like, during that day. You're like, okay, I'm going to paint soon. Same thing with the gym.
Exactly. So true.
Oh, God. Getting to the gym. Sometimes that can be a struggle.
Right.
I'm lucky here in California because it's always nice and sunny. So it's pretty easy to wake up and get there. But when you're in a busy city or it's just people are raining and you got to get the train or get into the car and get changed. And you're like, I'm going to go to do the gym. I'm like, I want to do it. But you just have to do it. You just have to start it. Same things, like, creativity is going to come to you, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to be ready for it. You're standing there in front of a white canvas. I'm like, okay, what am I doing now? Like, just going to come get that flow. Mm. Same with exercising and,
it's true.
Everything, you know? And I know lately that that is my passion. Like, that's made me feel good to create.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You know, with your childhood, let's go back a little bit. What would you say, and I'm gonna, you know, have you really think on this one. It's a deep question. What would you say has been your biggest childhood lesson that you learned growing up? Maybe it's something that you experienced, you know, throughout the years just growing up. Like, for me personally, my biggest lesson was, like, my parents got divorced, right?
Mm.
And that was a moment for me where I basically was like, okay, like, they're not together anymore. So for me, it's like I have to be independent and actually, you know, go out and accomplish what I want to do, right? So for you, like, what was your biggest childhood lesson that, I don't know, maybe some of the people that are listening today that could kind of relate to you, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is yours?
Being, because I left Sweden so kind of young.
Yeah.
I really think that taking the advantage not to listen to anyone else around me telling me what to do.
Okay.
I've always been kind of stubborn, you know.
Yeah.
And I never was hanging out in, like, major groups. I had a lot of friends here and there, but I was being good to just hang out by myself and do things, if you're telling me that.
Yeah.
And I think that was something that really helped me to listen to myself. okay. thriving to, you know, get out and really knowing what I want, and then having someone like, you know, my parents and my being very, very good with that, like really encouraged me to go out there and travel. Even, you know, I was being leaving the country, right? And I had no clue where I was or what was happening and stuff. And sometimes I was like, okay, how should I like afford this? I'm like in Australia, I'm going to pay rent. And
yeah.
I never wanted to accept money from anyone either. I'm like, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm fine, you know? Yeah. And yeah, I just have been listening to myself, going from my own like spirit. And hey, I mean, I could have been through a lot of crazy stuff, but life has been good. I've been very lucky, you know. People out there have been good in good times and bad times.
Yeah.
So just following my own spirit, and I think that really taught me something. And as a kid, I was more quiet. I always be like nice and humble, and maybe not didn't want to ask for a lot of things, you know, like.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I, you know, started to, you know, just realize your power, you know.
Potential.
People say, yeah, if you ask, you receive. You know, you will get it.
That's deep.
Yeah.
So whenever you moved out to Los Angeles, was it a big shock for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How'd you adapt to that? Because I know you're a little bit...
got to Los Angeles by myself.
Wow.
I didn't know anyone. I didn't have any internet on my phone. Mm. So I used to stop at gas stations and ask them for, like, directions, how to get to places, and even at the office, like, print out maps to follow around Los Angeles.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
That's insane.
Now I'm looking back into it, I'm like, well, how did I even manage to do that?
Yeah.
You know, and I tried to do, like, castings and stuff, but that was during the week when I had other things to do, to just find the survival and then, you know, leave the country and then come back and, you know, get familiar with everything. But I was just so eager to be and succeed. And yeah, even coming to Los Angeles, like, there's a lot of crazy people here too. If you drag you into, you know, drugs or just bad habits and stuff. But yeah, it's been a challenge, but I'm still here and I'm still standing and I'm doing fantastic. So yeah, it's been a nice journey.
Yeah. It's been a journey so far. Especially out here, like, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, like, what your thought is on this, because, you know, a lot of people, and I know you're aware of this, you know, they move out here with no money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, man, like, I want to move to Los Angeles. I'm going to move to Hollywood, because it's like, I feel like things are just going to click just like that whenever I move out.
Yeah.
Like, they think it's going to be instant, because, like, for me personally, like, if I had that mentality where I was like, because I'm from Pennsylvania, a small town, and if I said, okay, I'm going to move to Los Angeles, you know, just for the heck of it, with no money, like, for you, would you recommend doing that? Like, for somebody that is looking to come here just because there's opportunity, they barely have any money, they might be fresh out of school, fresh out of college, depending what, you know, what it is that they want to do. Like, do you think that's a smart idea? Or do you think they might need to have some type of a plan before they do that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Smart idea. I don't know if my idea was smart when I did what I did. But, yeah, I think it's a great lesson.
Okay.
But you got to have that. You got to be strong as a person, too, to really know what you want and, like, go for it. But, yeah, I recommend to do that.
Okay.
It might not be smart. It might not be a super good thing that you do. But, yeah. Just to get the experience, feel it. It's good, because then you probably realize what you actually want and how hard it is to get things, right?
Exactly. No, I agree. Because it's like...
Because if you don't know, you will never know. Mm. Like, if you don't try it, you will never know.
Yeah.
So at least try it, and you'll be like, oh God, Los Angeles is not for me, but hey, at least I did it.
Yeah.
And got a feeling for it, and I'm not going to do this again. I'm going back and maybe focus on something else, or focus on it where you're from.
Right. It's like a lesson learned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because not everybody does come out to LA and you know, people expect to be an overnight success, but like you said, you got to be molded for it.
Molded for it.
You know?
And no, like, yeah, success
yeah.
takes time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a like overnight thing. Mm-hmm. We're just going to work on it and hopefully we'll get there.
Definitely. So, like, let's talk more about, you know, your art and everything.
Because
I know whenever you start painting, you know, you're in your zone. You know what? What got you into art? You know, like, was it being surrounded around nature? What was it that one day where whenever you just, you know, I don't know how you started it, but maybe you went up to kind of just like paint something. But what was it that really expanded that passion to come to light today, you know?
Oh, I've always been painting since I was little. It's something I always like doing, but you have to be in peace to do it. It's not like you have, but you have so much happening and going on. You sit down and you just paint. It's just a bit tough sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think the all inspiration from, you know, travels and places I've been painting here and there. It's just something I always love doing. And this series I've started, The Heartbeats of the Wild, that I focus on animal couples and the love between them. And started approximately around 3-4 years ago. I started to do two lions together, and then you started to do animal couples and stuff. And like, I realized, like, hey, this is fun. This is exactly what I love. Love doing. And the more pieces I created, like, the more, I don't know, like, satisfied I felt.
Yeah.
And the best feeling I know is when, you know, I've been creating a piece, I have someone standing in front of it and look at it, and they find themselves in there or something. You know, I had an art show in New York last weekend. And, you know, having is the foot traffic coming in and looking at, you know, the animal, be like, oh, that's my daughter, and that looks like my grandma, or wow, I feel so much like happiness, like help someone getting them like a feeling and kind of disappear from reality for a second.
Yeah.
And just looking at it and enjoying it. Maybe they feel sad or happy or something, but just pass on that feeling through my paintings to someone. That is just wow.
Yeah.
Like, that really, that's priceless.
Yeah.
And that's and that's, I guess, why I paint. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to spread that to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I can see the, like, just the passion and everything. Like,
yeah.
Speaking, like, that's why I didn't want to interrupt you, because I'm like, yo, she's so passionate. Like, you're in your zone. Like, art is your thing.
I think so, yeah.
And that's what makes you truly happy.
Yeah, and even the colors I choose, I don't know why I do it, really.
Yeah.
It just comes up in my head, like, oh, today I'm going to do a sea turtle. How about a lion now? Like, yeah.
That's incredible.
But with everything with craft, you know, the more you work on it, the better you become. Or, you know, you get your flow going.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
So how does one... Do you believe there's ever a master of art? Like, do you believe if you're an artist that you can become a master of it? Or do you believe that you can always sharpen your skills?
Yeah, you can absolutely become a master.
Okay.
Or, like, sharpen it up.
Who's your biggest art inspiration?
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Yeah. I love his story and what he created back in the days.
Oh, yeah.
He was quite something.
Yeah, Da Vinci, oh my goodness. I mean,
Michelangelo, too. I mean, there's so many great, incredible artists out there.
So what was it, because I'm sure you've studied them and you've read about them.
Some, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, what were some things that might have stood out about them that you can kind of relate with? Like, maybe it's their laser focus. Maybe it's their ability to just kind of get into their zone. Maybe they were just a little different. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know? I don't know if you saw, I've read the books about Van Gogh and all that. You know, a lot of artists obviously became famous when they were dead.
It's true.
But reading about their past and the stories and them being, you know, students for the great masters and, you know, work for those big churches and stuff. Like, oh, their talent. And even back then, like from traveling, I love history and going into big castles and mansions and stuff. And you see those incredible oil paintings. And they're so realistic, right, of the royals or big war and ships and everything. I just found that amazing that someone painted that and before there were even photographs. Mm-hmm. You know, you see big scenes of, you know, boats in the waters or people fighting or lovely couples having, you know, a feast, picnic in the garden. And you'd be like, wow, like they come from their head, you know, because they didn't see any images out of it.
It's true.
If you don't post, like, you know, you're right. A muse or model, well, that's different, right? But yeah. Just creating that in their head for something they never, I mean, they probably, you know, never saw those really for real. And I even like those historical old paintings with, you know, unicorns or those yeah. half, what do you call those, little half man, half goat guys.
Yeah,
you know,
or whatever, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they're so, yeah.
It's mesmerizing.
It is.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
And then you have Picasso and...
Right.
His story was cool too, but different way of art, right?
Oh yeah, no, that's so true. So like with your art pieces, because you know, of course, you know, we got some in your house right now. How long does it take for you to typically just paint one? Because I mean, shoot, what I'm looking at, it'd take me probably 10 years. I'm just being honest. I can really draw a stick figure, so.
It's a secret. I don't tell anyone how long it takes me.
You just get in your zone. You're like, all right, I'm going to finish when I finish.
Yeah, as I say, when I paint, time doesn't exist. Mm. And sometimes, you know, you leave, you come back, you start another piece, and sometimes you have it hanging around there. You'll be like, oh, maybe I should add that or do this about it. Mm. Sometimes when you're in the zone or really have to make it happen, you know, you spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And
right.
Boom, it's done. And then sometimes longer.
Huh. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Interesting. So with you being big into nature, right? Like you love the nature, you love the wilderness, you love animals.
Yeah.
Do you think, let's say somebody's in a big, big city like Los Angeles or New York, how often do you recommend somebody to change their surroundings, to change their environment? Maybe it's to go on like a few day getaway or to leave, you know, to go to like the countryside for a couple of days, right? How often do you recommend to do that? And do you think it's important to do that and why?
It is very, very important.
Okay.
I think. Like every time here in Los Angeles, if I had not feeling well or you're stressed, I used to drive to the beach. Mm. I used to find peace at the beach, like just looking at the waves, the water, the fresh air. It's great. That's where I like California a lot. Being in a busy and stressful city, like everything is dead. You know, you have the concrete buildings and cars going through. You receive all the energy from different people. It's just stress and cars going fast and angry, stressed people, or maybe some happy people too. But in nature, you can just delete all of that. Mm. You know, taking a walk in the forest, just listen to the birds, get to feel it. It's freedom, you know? And I think that's really good for your mind and your soul, just to get out of it.
Yeah.
From everything. And with nature, you find peace. So I think it's very important to get away and spend time in, you know, even if, you know, you just go to a park or something, outdoors, get some, you know, sunshine and feel that.
Get that vitamin, what is it?
Vitamin D, yeah. Vitamin D in.
No, I'm the same way. Because, I mean, being from, like, I like to call it farm country, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bunch of farms, you know, you got cows, you got the animals. But whenever I come to like a bigger city like LA, and if I'm in Pennsylvania for like more than a week,
because
I've tested it, like since I travel a lot, I've tested it where I've gotten to the point, you know, I travel from city to city, then I go back and it's like, whoa, like for the first few days, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, because I just love, you know, the nature and the outdoors. But then it can kind of be draining as well, because with where I'm from, people are like, they retire in those areas. You know, they stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the traffic here, people are always on the go, like they're on a mission.
Yeah.
But from where I'm from, it's more so, you know, you look to the car next to you and they're like just chilling. They're older. They got glasses and they're just like retired. Like they're stagnant.
Mm.
And people don't necessarily want to get out. So it's funny. But I love to go home to recharge.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somewhere, who knows, like, you know, maybe Salt Lake City out in, you know, the wilderness or something. And just going somewhere where there's nature. Because me, I'm introverted. So it kind of like, you know, recharges like my battery for those, whether it's a few hours. Even every single day, like, you know, having your own alone time. Because I'm sure... You know, being an artist, like, you obviously need your space, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can't work around noise, right?
Oh, goodness, no. Gotta be in a good spot.
Yeah, but I mean, who knows? Maybe there's some artists, that's how they thrive. Because you got these people in the streets, and I'm curious about this. I just thought about this. So the people that are on the streets making art,
uh-huh.
How different is it, like, maybe quality-wise compared to somebody like yourself who, like, spends hours and days, weeks, months on a painting, you know? Like, is the quality different?
Good. Depends on what you paint, right?
Yeah.
And how long it takes you. Necessarily doesn't have to be that, no.
Gotcha. Okay, I gotcha.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got those people in the streets who are just kind of like, shoo, shoo, shoo. You know, they're painting the art and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe you can be like a super talented street artist to do that. But, yeah, I mean, they don't really know if their painting's going to last on the walls, right? Until someone else come and paint over it. But I've never seen like a super amazing art piece on kind of a wall.
I got you.
Some here and there, like, yeah.
No, that makes sense. Cool. Well, yeah, I want to be respectful of your time, of course, Karen. So I always, you know, every guest that I have on, I have them, you know, kind of talk about where the audience can find them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you have a website, maybe you have some social medias that you want to share.
Absolutely. So my website is www.karinbronze.com. And you can follow me on Instagram, which is Karin Bronze, KarinBrauns. Mm-hmm. Also, if you want to follow my cat, Sir Leopoldo Moomster, he has an Instagram too, which is Sir Leopoldo Moomster. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. And I will attach the links in the bio below. And then, Karin, before, you know, we kind of end things, I always like the guests to kind of end it on a note that the audience can basically go away with to apply into their life. So maybe it's a tip that you have for somebody that's, you know, millennial or somebody that's younger or somebody that's just listening to this, that they might be going through something right now that they could apply this into their life. What would that one thing, that one nugget wisdom be for that person?
Don't let anyone dull your sparkle.
Don't let anyone dull your sparkle. I love it. No, that's amazing. I will quote that in the...
Yeah!
I will quote that. I'll put Karin Bronze, and I'm going to post that on Instagram, and I'm going to put it in the bio. So so you guys have access to that. Karin, as always, I appreciate you for being on. Really means a lot.
Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.